Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, welcome to Who's Who, an African American Led Blog Talk Radio Show. Keeping it real with DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio. Our guest today is the one and only erotic novelist, Hope McGill, in the building. Hope, how you doing, sweetheart?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good. On time, you know, as usual. You know, I got to get this radio thing right and be on time and make sure, you know, I got everything ready for you today. It's a big day, you know? Big day.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio, with my guest, erotic novelist Hope McGill, in the building. You know, straight out of Harlem, New York. Hope, how you doing today, baby? How's your day going?
It's been very eventful. I've been running around, dropping off books and taking them to the post office, so it's been a big day for me. It's always big on a release day.
Yeah, kind of a tear-felt, joyous, sad day, you know, with Obama leaving office and the new president taking over. You know, very historical day. I'm glad to be spending that day with you. So now somebody asking me, Gatsby, what were you doing President Obama's last day in office? I'm saying, man, listen, I was with Hope McGill. We was doing a radio show.
Oh, man, we made history. I like that.
Yeah, we did. But, you know, I want to get straight to it, man. Congratulations on the release of the new book, Pearls 2, just dropped today. A lot of hype, a lot of publicity, a lot of preparation for this book, man. You know, how are you feeling and how are things going so far, you know, with today being the day the book dropped?
You know, I think that with the events of everything going on, people have been kind of somber, but it hasn't taken off. People are ordering it on Kindle, and they have pre-ordered and ordered their copies. So it's definitely something that's going to take your mind off the current events because it's a hot, raw read. So if you want to escape, if you want something that's going to take you someplace else, these books are the books for you.
Well, I like the way you described it with that hot, raw, raunchy, sex-filled, steamy, you know, read. You know, Pearls 1 was all that, and I have to be honest with you, that book, Pearls 1, actually made me a fan of erotica again. When I first got in the game, I read some erotica. I read Destroyed by Envy Red a couple of years ago. And, even though I loved the book, and I loved what she did going forward, the books that I read really didn't really do it for me, you know. And not that the writers out there aren't doing good work. It's just me. I was more into urban lit, urban fiction, street lit type of thing. But your book has kind of re-energized my interest in erotic romance and erotic fiction. So, you know, kudos to you, man, on this Pearls series. Now, for those of you who don't know who Hope McGill is, she grew up in New York City, she's in the neighborhood of Harlem, started writing at a very early age, around 16, and you became in love with literature. You've been on the show before, so I don't think there's a need to really kind of go all over the things that we went through the first time, but, you know, let me know that you are an avid reader. You started reading at a young age. You know, you have some favorite authors that you had mentioned before, J. California's Coopers, Treasure Blue, Octavia Butler, it goes on and on. And the thing is that you're still excited about reading, it just is what was really interesting to me. You know, you start reading at an early age, and you're still excited about reading, and, you know, with the publication of your two books, you've kind of, I was like, you know, kind of took the full circle, because a lot of people love to read, and a lot of people want to write. Very few actually make that step to writing. So I'm going to ask you real quick, man, how has your life changed with the success of Pearls 1 bringing you up to Pearls 2?
I would say that I get a lot more people coming up to me like, oh, because of you, I tried something, or I'm going back to school, or I'm going to dye my hair red. I think more people are looking at it like, you know what, you reached and you jumped, and I am going to try that. I get that a lot, and that makes me feel really great. I also get women that are of, you know, different sizes, or they have different issues with their bodies, where they come up to me and they're like, wow, I never thought about wearing colors, or I never thought about wearing skirts. And I'm like, that's crazy to me, where they're just like, you know, being really free to try different things. So that makes me feel really good that because of the things that I've tried, people are willing to leap and take chances with their dreams.
Yeah, you know, I noticed you're very personal with your writing. I mean, you're on the covers of your book. You actually do the promotions. You're in all the pictures. You do photo shoots, of the ads, websites. It's you, you know. And a lot of people, a lot of authors, either don't do it or just afraid to do it. You definitely, you know, give a shout out to the plus size girl, the curvy girls, and all of that, which we always had mad love for. But, you know, you're kind of pushing the envelope with some of the racy pictures and images that you use to promote Pearls 2 in particularly. Where does that, you know, that confidence and that arrogance to just step out there, you know, on the pages of the cover and kind of share, you know, yourself with everybody? Where does that confidence come from?
Well, I'll tell you this. Well, I fell into doing the book covers. It was an accident. The graphic artist that I was using at the time, he couldn't find any plus-size women that were of, like, great caliber and full stock. So he said, well, why don't you just use some of your pictures? And I'm like, okay. So then what he did was he took some, like, generic pictures, and they look horrible. So I said, you know what? Like I said, I self-published, so everything is on me. I pay for everything. I was like, you know what, I'm going to just hire a photographer. And that's basically how it came about. But I just kind of fell into it. You know, it wasn't something that I wanted to do. I would rather just write, but it just happened, and it just kind of took off. I would love to have other plus-size women on my covers, but like I said, you have to pay for models and different things like that. So this is just something that just kind of, I said, if I'm going to be on the cover, I'm going to make it happen. Because when you're paying for a photographer and you're paying for a makeup artist and time is being spent, you got to turn it up. So I try to really bring it, and I try to bring that confidence across so that when other women look at these covers, they can say, you know what, this makes me feel good. You know, I can't even tell you how many books I've read by other authors that write plus size, and they start off where they are making excuses. They are saying things like, oh, for big girls, we need love too. And I'm like, why is that even an issue? You know, like, I want us to be celebrated in every size. So I try to really bring that across whenever I describe any of the women in the books, whether they're plus or whatever. I try to make them feel beautiful and move like they're beautiful. You know, so when people read that, they love that.
Yeah, well, you're doing a fantastic job with that, you know, from a man's perspective. And I had a lot of dudes come at me, you know, when I was promoting Pearls, and they saw your pictures. They was like, well, who is this chick? Like, who? I said, yo, that's the author. Like, she wrote the book, and she's on the cover. Like, damn, B. She, you know, she good with it, and she's confident. You know, with that being said, we're going to talk about the book in a minute. But from your perspective, you know, you're becoming kind of an advocate or kind of a spokesperson, you know, I don't want to say plus-size women or, you know, curvy women or thick chicks. I can say any kind of way to describe it. But what is it that those women really want, you know? I know, like, you know, the little slim chicks and the models and, you know, the chicks with the booty injections and all of that trying to make a name for themselves. But for the women who got it, you know, naturally and thick, what is it that they really want? You know, what is it?
Well, first off, I really try, even though I embrace, you know, I do push towards the curvy women because I feel like there's not enough things for us that are very positive, but this is not an issue where it's like skinny against, you know, small. I think that all women are beautiful. And I also think that every woman has an issue or a flaw. As far as what we really want. I think more than anything, we just want respect. I always put up this hashtag, F your beauty standards, or plus is equal. We get a lot of times where people will come at us and, you know, well, for a big girl, you're pretty, or for a big girl, you smell good. It's the same example of someone saying, for a dark-skinned woman, you're beautiful. If you're beautiful, you're just beautiful. There is no exception. We are exceptional. Every woman is exceptional. You know, and the confidence that I gained, it's not like it was overnight. I still work at it. I just got to a point in my life where I was just tired of beating myself up. It wasn't really even about anything else with anyone else. It was just me. You get to a point in life where you're like, you know what? I really want to not just exist. I want to live. You have to change your mind state and believe that. And I tell my son this all the time. If you walk in the room like you own it, everyone will believe that also. And that's it. As I said, any size, any hair length, any amount of money, it's just really trusting and believing that you have the right and you are entitled to walk in that room and command it. And that's something that I work on all the time. It's not like I don't have like a pill or something. It's just something that I continually work at. I have my ups and my downs, but I just continually tell myself, you can do it. You're worthy, you're whatever. And I try to tell other women that as well, you know. So I think to answer your question, what we really want is just to be treated as equal. We are not second class because we are plus or because we are curvy or maybe because we are dark skin or whatever. We are the same.
Yeah, that's a very good answer. And, you know, I just put that out there because I wanted to hear your perspective on it, you know, because you're definitely pushing the envelope. You definitely command the respect, for the big girls or the thick girls or however you want to say it. I don't really know what's politically correct. I just say what I say, but I don't mean – I got mad love for y'all. That's my preference anyway. You know,
that
be known.
But don't even feel that way. Don't even, you know, this is the truth. People say, oh, well, don't say fat. We are fat. We are big. We are plus. You got to stop. And that's one of the things in the books, right, with the pre-orders, I actually included a mirror. It is important that you face who you are. You have to face yourself. If you are whatever you are, it's nothing wrong with that. You shouldn't feel away because of a category, because at the end of the day, if someone is confident, no matter where you put them, they're going to be okay with that. So I don't take offense to it. I don't think that any woman that is plus or curvy or whatever takes offense to it at all. It's not a bad thing.
Right. Okay, once again, everybody, WBMG Radio, it's DJ Gatsby. Broadcasting live from New York, got my girl, Hope McGill, on the line in Harlem. I wanted to read one of the reviews that I got. I mean, you have marvelous reviews on that. But there was one review, you know, that really, really caught my eye. And I'm going to read that. It says, Pearls is a great read. The characters are likable and realistic. The story moves fast, leaves you wanting to know what is going to happen next. Story is very well written with the characters and real life people that you can easily relate to. They're passionate about love, life, and lust. And the intimate scenes in the book will have you blushing, and the twist will have your head spinning. I love this book and can't wait to read the other ones. That's one of the 5-star reviews from Pearls One. Again, one of my favorite books. You know, I became a real fan of erotica once I read that book. Now, you're back with those same characters.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, which is my man. I'm rooting for Victor. Like, you know, Victor, knock it down. You know, just knock it down. Just keep banging. You know, keep doing your thing. But when I read the snippets from Pearls 2, you know, a little drama's coming. You know,
the drama is coming.
There's a little drama coming, and things are a little different. What direction were you trying to go in book two? You know, we're going to get to it a little later, but you know, book one was off the hook. It was hot. It was hot like fire, but. When you do book two, you got your readers in your ear, you have the book reviewers in your ear, and you got your fans in your ear, you know, saying, hey, this is what you need to do, this is what you need to do. What was your direction you were trying to go in book two, in Pearls 2?
I wanted to shock everybody. I wanted to shock everybody. I just wanted to do something that nobody was going to expect. And, I mean, getting into with Pearls 2, actually what happened was I had two covers that I had to choose from. This is towards the end. I'm like, okay, I have to choose two covers. So I started telling my graphic artist, you know what, maybe how do you think it would come out if I do an alternate ending? He was like, oh, that's kind of dope. So not only was I working on finishing up one with a different ending, I went completely to the left with the alternate ending. It's like you're not going to, it's completely left. So I think that when they read both books, I mean, if you pick up the one, it's the collect version and it's the Rocky version. The bonus edition has like an alternate ending. Either one you read, if you just read one, you're going to be curious to find out what happens in two. So it was just my purpose. I don't think anyone is going to get what happens in the next book. And it's no cliffhanger because people are saying to me, are you going to leave cliffhangers? You actually find everything out. It's a solid story and it's really going to shock you.
Yeah. When you told me that you were going to have an alternate ending, it reminded me of the DVDs that I buy. You know how you buy a DVD and it'll tell you the director's cut?
Yeah. That's exactly what I was looking for. To...
Okay. Well, I'm definitely anxious to read that. I love the way you started the synopsis out saying your favorite Harlem love story is back with a bang. You're talking about Johnson, Rocky, Oliver. Everybody's back. Victor Scott is still there. And then you're bringing in new characters. Not new characters, but I think you're giving more, the character development has grown, and the other characters in the book have a larger role.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct in that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have a larger role. For the people who don't really know, who is Rocky Oliver? And you know, what's going on with her in book two? I mean, you know, give us a little quick analysis of who she is and you know, her journey from book one to book two.
Rocky Oliver is an artist. She is basically transparent person, kind of vulnerable, a little naive, and she's torn. In book two, she's torn between, like, really kind of following her heart and listening to her head. I mean, every woman has that man that they jones over. I think every man has that also, that person that you just cannot get over. And she just cannot get over Victor. And basically in book two, you find out a little bit more about her, a little bit more about her family, and you just find out what she, you know, what does she decide to do? So I did absolutely develop the characters more, the family members more, all of that. You find out a lot more about this family or these group of people in the second book.
Yeah. Well, she, I definitely referenced synopsis that, you know, she meets Victor Scott in the first book, but now in book two, she's just like open. Like she opens, she's all about dude. She doesn't, you know, it's like she's torn between to be with him, not be with him, but you know, and a lot of people go through that. You get in a relationship, start pulling around somebody, hey, it ain't going to be serious, we're just going to date. But then, bow, you open, you know, and the game then changed on you. I like that part of the book. That seemed really real to me because I know a lot of people go easy, and at some point, they just can't turn back, and they're head over heels.
Oh, no, she, you know what? I deliberately, in the first book, did not add in the sexual encounter with Rocky and Victor. And in the second book, you find out what happens that night. So it's such an explosive, carnal act of sex that it's like she's rocked by it. And not only that, he's mentally, physically, he's everything to her. So you got this goddess, thoroughbred, and he's got all these things, and then something happens and it messes the entire relationship up, but you can't stop jonesing. So, you know, they get it in. So there's a flashback scene that really, you know, like I said, I didn't put that in purposely because I kind of wanted to leave that for the second book. So in the second book, you get all of that.
All right. I got somebody on the line. They're calling in from the 2 area code. I don't know if you're listening or you have a question or comment for Hope McGill. You're on the air.
Okay.
Calling in from caller 215-226.
Hey, Hope. This is Basima. Just calling to say congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, so where are you calling from?
I'm sorry?
Where are you calling in from?
Philadelphia.
Oh, you're calling from Philly. Did you read Pearls 1?
No, I actually haven't read Pearls 1 yet. I'm waiting for all the books to come in, but she's my Facebook friend now, and I have a lot of authors, so, and she was one of the ones that put a book up, and I'm interested in that genre of books.
I have to tell you thank you because she's actually one of my new readers. So I always get really excited when someone that's new that takes a chance on me. So I can't wait to rock your world. I sent out the books. Like I said, I was out earlier. I was out earlier dropping off stuff in the post office. So I can't wait for you to get those books and leave those reviews. And she's going to binge read because she doesn't have one. She's going to read all of them at one time, which is going to be That's going to be a great evening for you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to let my dude read some of it to my dude as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, girl, let me tell you something. Because with the packages, it comes with a lubricant. So you're going to have the book, you're going to have the lubricant, and you have a body butter that smells really good. So y'all just going to have a fantastic – you should be paying me for your evening because I'm just going to be turned up for you guys.
You're paying with pearls, huh?
It's going to be turned up. He's going to become one of my readers after you read it to him.
Yeah. We'll pay you in pearls. How about that? That'll work?
Yeah, you can do that. I'll take them pearls. I'll take them.
I know that's right.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, sweetheart. You know, stay on the line. If you have another question, you can chime in. She mentioned the point because I was going to ask you about male readers and, you know, how are the male readers reaching out to you? Are you surprised about them? And are these women really open to sharing reading erotic romance and erotica with their men? Obviously, this caller is. What's been your take on that with the men and the women and reading the books together and with each other?
Yo, the dudes, my male friends, oh, my God, off the chain, like locked in loyal, like, I'm going to buy everything you order. They have been, and you know what, and because, like, with Victor, he's such a thoroughbred, they'll, like, tell me, hey, Hope, when you write the next one, make him a little bit more alpha or add this into it. They love it just as much as the females do. It is a romance. It is erotica. But it's real. Like I said, I was talking about this on the video earlier. These dudes are 9-to-5 dudes. They're not just, you know, they can relate to it. These are like somebody that's your cousin or your uncle. The dialogue is very, very real. So they have really, the male readers, they love it. It's for both. It really is for both. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to be doing March 11th, cigar and pearl conversation. So a lot of men, you know, I smoke cigars often also. They're going to come in, and they're going to probably take over that. I think that I will probably have more men at this event than women. And for a female writing erotica, having men come in, and I'm talking about thorough dudes that re-come in, that to me is like, it gets no, I can't even, it's, that's a huge compliment. Huge compliment for me.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely going to be at that event. I tell you, come down there and try to cover that, you know, my WB Media Group. Definitely going to interview you on camera, talk to some of the brothers on camera, take some
pictures. Awesome.
And, you know,
awesome.
I'm a cigar to come that dude anyway. You know, that's my thing. That's how I relax. I try to enjoy myself. So I wanted to ask you about that because I definitely got dudes that was, you know, hit me up with that book. Like, what's with this erotica stuff, man? I'm going to get this for my girl. What is it, Gaffrey? I'm like, dude, order that. Get that. You know, get that. Share that with it, man. That's another side of women that these books are allowing them to express. You know, sometimes brothers don't say a lot. They do a lot, handle their business. And the same thing for women. Mm-hmm. They may not say a lot, you know, in the bedroom, but they handle their business. And these books kind of make you more confident in what you do, how you do it, and how you relate, how you relate to your partner. And again, anyway, WBMG Radio, DJ Gas, we got Hope McGill on the line. I hope I got somebody else calling in from the 804. I don't know if they're just listening or if they have a comment. All right, you're calling from the 804.
Hey,
you have a comment for Hope McGill?
Yeah, my name is Derek.
All right, Derek.
Hi, Derek.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, look, I've been reading erotica since Penthouse Forum. I used to read the Penthouse Forum when I was younger. You know, while most guys were just looking at the pictures in Playboy and Penthouse, I was reading. And the erotic stories was what got me first. You know, because the stories in Penthouse Forum used to just automatically start your day off aroused. Okay, then after that, I got into Harold Robbins. I almost got in trouble in seventh grade for asking them to put that on a book list, and our teacher turned all purple on me and told me no Al Robbins in his class. But my mother always had erotica around the house, and so I've always read erotica. Now I have a sister out there doing erotica, not only just with black people, but also because her characters aren't the stereotypical, you know, supermodel-looking, you know, beautiful, you know, long,
yeah.
stringy hair. They're all, you know, sisters with weight on them, you know, and with,
yeah.
with erotic ideas. They try to pigeonhole women and make them think that women don't think sex thoughts, but no, that's not true. Women, they like the story more than the act.
That's
and
true.
And this book, The Pearls, is like, it's just going to open up so many people's world to this kind of enjoyment. And I really appreciate it, and I commend the author, and I hope her nothing but the best.
Thank you so much. I'm so humbled by that. Thank you for taking the time to say that. I appreciate that. That's huge. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks
all
for
right,
that comment, Jerry. That's the same point I was making, my brother. You know, men read. A lot of people don't think men read. Men do read. You know, so I get you
mm-hmm.
what you're saying about the erotic and romance and brothers being a little more in touch with women's feelings these days. And books always open up people's eyes to different ways of communicating with each other. So you're right, my brother. You know, kudos with you on that.
Well, I don't even,
on that comment. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even like pornography without a story without a storyline. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So,
you need a build up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I need, and it's just like when you're making love to women. Women don't like you just jump in there all high and dry. No, they want you to
mm-hmm.
get to that spot in their brain between their ears that starts everything else moving. And this is where how erotica fits into the picture, because you know they get that picture in their head. And guys, I mean, when you give your girl a gift like this, it's only going to do good for you.
Yeah,
because
that's true.
Once she's aroused and you're right there, you're going to benefit.
Yeah.
You're going to benefit.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Terry. Now, Hope, again, about the book and the gifts, you explained it to the young lady. Now, you were doing the pre-orders and you were giving away gifts. I seen you with the chocolate penises. You had all kind of different stuff in your videos. You know,
yeah,
you're sitting
eating
the chocolate
yeah.
and sucking on the chocolate. Listen, what's with you and these Facebook Live videos? They raw, they uncut. You're just saying what you want, do what you want. How has your fans been responding to that? Because a lot of people don't use that Facebook Live the way that you do. You know, where did that come from? And, you know, you're just off the hook with that. I'm just going to say it like this.
Let me tell you something. For people that have followed me for like years, this is actually Hope with the filter. I was worse. I toned things down when I said, okay, it was awesome. It was like maybe 20 of us, and we were completely off the entire chain every day. And then I just sat to myself, you know what, I like to read. You know, people, I was giving people stories. I said, you know what, let me just make this turn into something that is professional. So I actually calmed down. So it's kind of, I mean, it's just in my nature to just be who I am. You know, I try not to offend anyone, but at the end of the day, I'm like, look, we only get one life. Some people are just real stiff and rigid. And I'm like, you know, it's, what I'm writing is not for everyone, but there's a whole lot of people that enjoy it. So.
All right, listen, I got another call. I know they're going to talk to you. Callie, calling from the 404 area code. I think that's Atlanta. You on the air with Hope McGill. You got a question?
Not right now. I'm just listening.
All right. Well, just listen. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to go out and cop that Pearls 2 if you didn't get a chance. I think it's available on Kindle and Amazon and at HopeMcGill.com for the paperback. Hope, before we go, I just want to say congratulations on the book, man. It's great.
Thank you.
I think your listeners, your readers are very active. They're very excited about what you're doing. You know, you're making it cool to be sexy and talk sexy and have sex toys and intimate conversations and interactions,
mm-hmm.
you know, with your man about sex and reading them books, and I'm loving it. You know,
thank you.
I'm your biggest fan over there. Now, tell the people, because we almost got to go, tell the people how can they get Pearls 2 and what do they get along with the purchase of that book?
You can go to my website, HopeMcGill.com. You will get, like, free gifts. Lubricant, body butter, different things that I'm giving out. I'm on Kobo, I'm on Nook, I'm on Kindle, I'm on all of those forums. You can download immediately. I've won those forums, and you can get those books.
Yeah. Now, also, you said you have an event coming up in New York at the Cigar Bar. Tell us a bit about that place, where the name of it is.
Yeah.
The date and
well,
the address.
It's very intimate, so I only sent out to like maybe 40 people. I'm going to see how
okay.
that goes, and then from there I'll probably have another event.
Okay. The other question somebody was asking me to ask you was about web series. Are these artists doing web series and short films, things like that? I know you're writing erotica and erotic moments. Have you thought about, or your team thought about, doing a web series or just filming some of the scenes from your books?
I would love to. I would really, really love. That would be so dope, especially in Harlem, because I love Harlem, and I would love to have, like, some real-size characters do some nice, you know, growing sexy things. I would really like to do that in the future.
Yeah, I'm all with that. The web series that I see is all hood, street, gangster, thug. Listen, some of your books, particularly Pearls 1, will make a great story, a great film. You know, again, you do it tastefully. We've seen what Zane did with her books and how she went to cable TV
mm-hmm.
with that. I think that nature, I think it's a great idea, and you got my support with that. Also, I wanted to ask you about Ronald Anthony and who he is and what he does and how much a part of what you're doing.
Ronald Anthony is my other page. That's my publishing page. Ronald Anthony, that's the publishing company was named after my father who passed. His name was Ronald, and my uncle who passed, Anthony. So that's where you get the Ronald Anthony publishing from. That's the publishing company that you'll see posts from time to time.
Okay. And also last, your significant other, you know, the love of your life, who does a lot of the work for you, helping you market and advertise, you know, Hope McGill. Say a few words about that brother, because I'm looking to work with him in the future.
He's an awesome graphic artist. He does my book covers. He does my banners. He does all of my promotional stuff. He does it all. He's got his own website, MrKitchen.com. He is very professional, and he is as passionate as I am about what I like to do. Like, I'll tell him something, and he's extremely anal about it. It has to be perfect. So he is my ear and my back, my backbone.
Yeah, great. So, you know, I love the works you use. When I do the promotions with you, and thank you for having me part of your promotions team for both books. You know, it really meant a lot to have you on board the first time. And then when you came back with the second book and said, Gatsby, listen, I'm rolling with you again. Help me out, you know, to promote the book. And I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for allowing
me
to be a part of
it. Your promo work, you know, you do a lot of work, and I appreciate you for that. If anyone that has, like, an author, or you have some kind of, you know, business and you need some promo, he is the go-to guy for that.
That's right. That's WB Media Group, by the way. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And also visit the Who's Who and AfricanAmericanLiterature.com website. That's me. And the book featuring over 300 authors will be coming out later this year. From DJ Gatsby. And last but not least, where can people look to see you? Book tour, book signings, book events, other than what you have coming up. Can they look forward to seeing you in some of these cities on the East Coast this year?
Yeah, I have to actually start, you know, looking into that. I would love to come to the East Coast, West Coast, all that. Even if people have, like, small book clubs and you want me to come out, I'll do that also. I think that's more intimate, because that's what you gain people by how you make them feel. So if you have a book club and you're in the tri-state area, I will absolutely come out and do your book club. So, you know, I'm open to all of that.
Yeah, they definitely got the book clubs, and there's even some bookstores on the East Coast that I'm sure you'd be a big hit, particularly because you're setting yourself apart with the genre and the stories that you're writing. And, you know, definitely keep me plugged in on that. And how can people follow you on social media? I know you got a lot going on. You mentioned the website, but how can people follow you on social media?
I'm on Instagram, Hope the Novelist, on Instagram. I'm on Twitter, Hope the Novelist. I'm on Facebook, Hope McGill. I'm on Pinterest, Hope the Novelist. I'm on Google+, Hope the Novelist. Everything is Hope the Novelist. I have a YouTube page, Hope the Novelist. So I'm very, very – if you just type in Hope McGill and Google,
yeah,
it'll – because I have so many different things going on, you'll find my website, you'll find my Twitter, everything will pop up. It's really, really obtainable. And reach out
all
to
right.
me. Definitely add me, you guys. Talk to me. I love that. I love the feedback. I love the reviews. Leave reviews. Reviews are like priceless to authors. So if you finish the book, leave a review. And I was also saying that if you screenshot me the review, I've got a couple of free Pearls 2 t-shirts. I will mail them to you. So even if you don't do a paperback, if you do a Kindle and you leave me a review and you screenshot it, I'll send you a free Pearls 2 t-shirt.
All right. Once again, it's WBMG Radio with DJ Gaffney. We're here talking with Hope McGill from Harlem, New York. We're talking about her latest book, Pearls 2, and the special edition, Pearls 2 Bonus Edition. I'm going to read the synopsis real quick. It says, Jonesing for his touch, artist Akirala, a thriving full-figured vixen, is torn between listening to her head or free-falling with her heart. Thoroughbred to the core, Victor Scott, my man Victor Scott from Pearls 1, an auspicious strapping entrepreneur is pulled in both directions. When his past comes back to haunt him with the stroke of his life, it's forever changed. Refusing to let go, Colette Spencer kicks this sequel into the highest gear. Man, listen, the book is hot. I'm rooting for Victor. I'm rooting for Rocky Oliver and Colette Spencer as well. Hope, you know I love you. It's nothing but love, man. Everybody that's on the line, thanks for calling. You guys, mics are still open.
Thank you.
You know.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, everybody, from the 917 area code, 215 area code, and the 404 area code. It's all love. Make sure you pick up that Pearls 2 by Hope McGill, www.hopemcgill.com. Hope, any last words for everybody before we leave?
Yo, if you got a dream, shoot for it. That's it. Just leap and shoot for it and believe in yourself.
Yeah, great show.
Yeah, Hope, I love you. Take care, Kim. We'll see you at this event that you got coming up. And congratulations once again on the book. Much success, my sister.
Thank you.
Much success. All right, good night, everybody. Don't forget, join DJ Gaffney, WB Media Group on WBMG Radio every Friday at 6:30 p.m. All right, good night. God bless.
Good night.
And you'll have a wonderful weekend.
Good night.